tokenized equities, are one of the most exciting areas in digital finance right now. The growth story is genuinely impressive.
It is, and the numbers show it. A CoinDesk piece by Joshua DeVos noted that demand has accelerated sharply, with perpetual futures activity expanding from about $16 billion to more than $590 billion in a single year.
That jump really shows how much interest traders and institutions are showing in bringing equity-like exposure onto blockchain networks.
But the more important question is not whether the market is growing. It's what rights and risks the token actually provides.
And I think there are a few reasons the growth has been so fast.
First, stocks are familiar. People already understand them, so turning them into digital tokens feels like a natural extension rather than a completely new investment.
Second, tokenization can make trading feel smoother and more efficient.
Blockchain-based settlement can reduce settlement times, lower some operational friction, and allow equity-like exposure to be accessed more continuously across markets and time zones.
Traditionally, equity trading has depended heavily on time zones, intermediaries, and settlement infrastructure. Tokenized versions can make that process feel much more immediate.
A third driver is the rise of perpetual futures.
Right. Perpetual futures are derivative contracts that let traders take leveraged positions without a fixed expiration date.
That structure has already been a major source of activity in crypto markets, and applying it to tokenized equities has helped push trading volumes higher.
So part of the growth may reflect active trading, speculation, and leverage, rather than long-term ownership.
That's the central issue. Two tokens can trade under the same ticker, while representing very different economic and legal positions.
One token may be closer to actual ownership of equity.
Another may be a synthetic claim designed only to track the price movement of a stock.
On a trading screen, they may look similar.
But underneath, they can differ significantly in rights, risk, and investor protection.
A token that conveys real ownership is usually tied to a legal claim on equity.
Depending on the structure, it may provide economic participation, meaning the holder benefits from price appreciation or suffers downside losses in a way that mirrors the underlying stock.
It may also include dividend or distribution rights, allowing the holder to receive a share of cash flows, subject to the token's terms and applicable jurisdiction.
Some structures may pass through limited voting or governance rights, though these are often indirect or restricted.
Transferability may also be possible, but it is usually subject to compliance requirements and platform rules.
Even in a real ownership model, the token's value depends heavily on the issuer, custodian, legal wrapper, and regulatory environment.
A token that resembles a stock is not automatically the same as holding a stock through a traditional brokerage.
By contrast, a synthetic token may not give the holder any direct ownership in the company.
Instead, it may provide a payoff that is contractually linked to the stock's price.
In many cases, it behaves more like a derivative than an equity holding.
That can be useful for trading, hedging, or gaining exposure without dealing with traditional settlement.
But it also introduces different risks. The holder may depend on a counterparty, an oracle, a smart contract, a custodial arrangement, or legal terms that do not provide the same protections as direct ownership.
If the structure fails, the issuer becomes insolvent, or the contract is interpreted differently than expected, the holder's position may be much weaker than it appears.
The most important lesson is that the ticker is not the product.
The product is the legal and economic structure behind the token.
A name on a trading screen can make two assets look interchangeable, but the rights underneath may be completely different.
And that distinction matters because it determines what happens in normal markets and stressed markets.
If the underlying company pays a dividend, does the token pass it through?
If the company undergoes a stock split, buyback, or merger, how is the token adjusted?
If the issuer faces a legal challenge, what claim does the holder have?
If the token is frozen, restricted, or delisted, what protections exist?
These are not edge cases. They are central to the investment.
Tokenized equities also sit at the intersection of traditional finance and crypto infrastructure, so the risks can come from multiple layers.
These include market risk, issuer risk, custody risk, smart contract risk, regulatory risk, and operational risk.
A holder may believe they are buying a stock, but in reality, they may be buying a contract, a claim, or a derivative exposure.
That difference is not subtle, and it can materially change the risk profile.
Before trading tokenized equities, investors should focus on due diligence.
Key questions include, what is the legal structure?
Is the token backed by direct equity, a claim on cash flows, or a synthetic derivative?
Who is the issuer and who is the custodian? And what reputation, regulatory standing, and financial strength do they have?
What rights does the token confer, such as dividends, voting rights, redemption rights, or transfer restrictions?
How is the price determined, whether through an oracle, market price, or contractual formula?
What happens if the issuer, platform, or underlying mechanism fails?
And is the token freely tradable, or are there compliance checks, jurisdictional limits, or secondary market restrictions?
These questions are not meant to make tokenized equities sound inherently risky. They are meant to highlight a basic principle. In tokenized finance, the structure is the product.
The growth of tokenized equities is real and meaningful.
The jump in perpetual futures activity shows that demand is not a passing trend, and traders, funds, and platforms are increasingly comfortable using blockchain-based instruments to access equity-like exposure.
That is a significant step for an asset class that has long been tied to traditional market infrastructure.
But the larger the market becomes, the more important it is to understand what is actually being traded.
A tokenized equity can be a powerful tool, but only if the holder knows whether they own a share of economic rights, a synthetic claim, or something in between.
The same ticker can appear in multiple venues, and the differences underneath can be profound.
In the end, the trade is only as strong as the legal, economic, and operational structure behind it.